Hello, welcome to Tech Days Online, DDD Flavor Edition. My name is Rick Hepworth. I am an Azure MVP. With me, I'm very pleased to have my friend and colleague, Robert Hogg, who is also, I think you're a Notepad MVP, aren't you?
Something
just
like
to steal
that.
Your joke. You're also a regional director, though, so yep. I'm really curious. Well, can you tell me what a regional director is?
So the regional directors are people who not only have technical excellence, but they also have business excellence as well. So I run Black Marble, which you work for, and a lot of the regional directors are well-known luminaries, both in their area technically, but also business-wise, but also have a strong social and community feel about delivering. And again, the conversation we're going to be having now is about what can we do to help other people as much as help ourselves.
So that segues quite nicely in. So today, I want to talk to you about DDD. And all of the speakers that we're talking to today, I'm asking them why they think it's important to attend, why they think it's important to speak. And I want to talk to you about those, but I want to begin with, you are one of the organizing team for DDD South that we're sat in at the moment, and also for DDD North. And I'm really interested to know why you think it's important as an organizer, why you felt it, you had to organize DDD and support the community.
So, wind back slightly. So think about education for developers in the broader sense. I'm actually also a fellow of the British Computer Society, and that came about because I'm obviously a chartered engineer, and I take education and very, very seriously. When you think about what a developer needs and what an engineer needs, depending on how your flavor of software or a designer, you can think about the academic content they need, you can think about the professional content, and there's also a social content on. So you think like agile programming methods really come into social content, various development languages come into sort of professional, and then you've got your educational side where you're sort of doing research. And there needs to be a blend. Now, I'm never going to pretend to do the academic side. I sit on boards of various universities and that sort of thing to try and drive that forward. But I'm passionate about getting people into our industry. Our industry is a growing industry. It's growing faster and faster and faster. And I want to see more people in. To do that, you've got to have a level of professionalism and quality. And the academic boards are doing that at their side. There are sort of professional standards like the Microsoft certs and other vendor certs and that sort of thing. And then there's the wrap-up, which is there's a huge piece missing of general education. And most organizations won't provide education for their developers. And I've taken it myself and other people have as well to help their colleagues in the industry. So the community around developing skills is growing. And there's so many people saying, I've got something interesting to say, let's help other people. So it's social collaboration on education and wanting to help each other. And you know what's really great? The people involved, because of that's their feeling, they're just amazing people. And I'm so proud. And I do think I ended up running this purely by accident because I ended up sort of working through it. I started with the DDDs presenting, and it was organized by a really great bunch of people who, for various reasons, have ended up having to go off and do other things. And you remember we ended up doing DDD with the lovely Andy Westgarth, and then DDD South wasn't running, so we picked that up. And do you know what? We're just about to announce, and we'll do it today, that we're going to be running DDD in Dublin, and we might be taking another DDD as well.
Just because so, I didn't have enough time already.
That's okay. Right. But the thing is, I just love helping people. It is something that is a genuine passion in my life. And you from the academic side, I turn up at universities, and you'll see kids turning up who are going through computer science degrees who come and say, thank you for doing our educational outreach work. And I get the same when I go into companies. I'll see people say, we saw you at DDD, thank you for helping us. And it's just an amazing feeling. And also, you know, you get to impart, you go, I'm learning specific areas, and I get to help other people, and it's just fantastic. So the reason for doing it is just the delight of seeing people happy. And then you get to think, the industry I'm in is becoming more professional because of my actions and the actions of the other people helping out. And, you know, years ago, I did worry about our industry not being taken seriously enough. But the groundswell of people wanting to make people look good is just fantastic. So that's the kind of reasoning behind everything.
Okay. So I think I do want to make it clear that obviously DDD is not, it's not just us. No, no, we are no, not the no. only people that run DDDs. There's great guys who run DDDs, South Anglia and DDD.
South West. And Perth and Brisbane and those sort of places.
So what advice would you give to somebody who thought, you know what, actually there isn't a DDD in my area or my country? Are there any tips that you can give to people who want to try and run an event at the scale that DDD is? Because it's not a small event. Things that you've learned that they shouldn't do or should do, tips and tricks, that kind of thing.
So the number one is don't be afraid and have a go. If you are serious about wanting to do it, get in touch. And, you know, I will do a private chat to anybody who wants to run one, walk through how we do it, what do we do, because I want to see more. We can't fulfill everywhere in the world. The hardest part is you get people, you get critics. You know, you'll have spent months putting an event on, and DDD is free. We get some lovely sponsors coming in who see the value of supporting the community. We get some help from myself. We get some help from people like Grey Matter and just some really, truly amazing companies who just want to see community work. But you get critics. And somebody will turn up and say, you didn't do this. I wanted 3 more selections of sandwiches. We had 8. Well, I wanted 11. And it is, initially, it's very depressing because you say, what's... Then you find out, you realise that people just want to criticise and you've just got to have a bit of a thick skin on that. Or when you've had somebody for the first time speaking and they're a bit nervous and the audience maybe weren't as kind. And I said the negatives are, and I make it sound worse than it is, that they're quite hard because we encourage novice speakers. We want people to come up. You know, there's people learning new technologies all the time, and getting these new speakers in and onto the circuit, helping them part their knowledge is part of what it's about. But if people knock them, it's much harder for them. So, and that's hard to watch. I think, I'll be honest with you, that's quite hard to watch. But that's probably 1%. The rest of it is pure joy. Mm-hmm. The rest of it is seeing the amazing things and the feedback and how much people enjoyed themselves. So you will enjoy it. It is hard work. We're fortunate we've got to a scale where we do so many of these now. For us, it's we have a process that we go through, and it's relatively straightforward. But you're talking man months of effort for each one. You know, don't be surprised if you lose between 40 and 80 man days of effort for each event you put on.
So this isn't the kind of thing that you want to do on your own. You need some supportive friends, some other members of the community to help.
That's right. I would have said, so we probably run to about 8 to 10 people, each doing about 5 or 6 days of effort for each event. And then on the day, then extra people come in and help as well. Without that number of people, it's pretty much impossible. But there are that many people who want to do it, so you can find those quite easily.
Yeah. And I guess, to be fair, we couldn't do it without the speakers. So I've been asking speakers why they want to speak at DDD. If we flip that on its head... if you had to sell DDD as a conference to try and attract both new and established speakers, how would you encourage them to come and do sessions?
So DDD is a great place for a proving ground because it's a community event. If you're a new speaker, people are generally more forgiving. Obviously, if you'd paid a lot of money to go to a big event and you weren't very good, people get, and quite rightly, very cross. So if you want to try out speaking, it's a great place. If you have a burning passion or something you want to say, it's also a great place. But also, if you're an established speaker, it's a very good place if you want to test out a new talk. Mm-hmm. So what we tend to find is a lot of people will try out their professional talks for the big conferences at DDD. So, and we will accept anybody. And again, we do it by public vote to see which sessions get in. We are going to start doing curated tracks, where we can actually pick a track which is only for new speakers. It's something we're going to try over the next couple of DDDs. Okay. And possibly a curated track for established speakers where we can get some slightly bigger names in to get something interesting. So sometimes some of the bigger names, unless they know they're coming early, we couldn't get them in time. But we don't want to compete with things like NDC. NDC is a much larger scale proposition. And in fact, they sponsor DDD as well because they see the value in what we're doing. And they want to support the community, which I think is amazing. Mm-hmm. And so And I said it's a learn how to present, try out new material, and the more important one is help people. You're able to help people. And again, some people do it for they proving they're an expert, which you can take a view on. It does prove you're an expert. So.
And for attendees, what would you say to encourage maybe a new graduate just out of university who's starting off in a company? How would we encourage them to attend EDD? Or maybe even some of the older hands have been in the industry for a while and might be a bit more jaded. What's in it for them to come to this kind of event?
So DDD offers such a beautifully broad spectrum of speakers. Normally of really high quality, even the new speakers. We've got some established speakers who I know have spent the last 2 weeks just preparing talks. So they want quality, they want it to work, they want to do an amazing job. So you've got 20 or 30 amazing slots of speakers of a variety of topics. So it's not just Microsoft, it's some on hacking, some on analysis, some on various web technologies, some on cloud technologies. The mix is great. We do aim for quite a nice mix, and we get it pretty much every time. So you get to learn things. And the important thing is, I love developers, so I'm about to criticize them. Developers are very quickly will get into a rut. And if you don't see what's out there and see why to use it, you'll never pick up new technology. Mm-hmm. So it's a great place to find out about everything new and not just read the, oh, well, somebody said it's the new silver bullet to solve my problems. I'll go and run my entire project on this new technology and then find the entire company tanks. You get to come and see it being used, talk to the people doing it, and take a value decision. So you can make value decisions on your business, you can make value decisions on your career, and learn new things all at the same time.
Okay, that sounds quite exciting, actually. So one thing I think we should be open about is the name DDD is developer, developer, developer. It obviously comes from Steve Ballmer's wonderful chant at a conference a few years ago. So where
I think it's more than a few years ago, but yes.
I refuse to admit to being that old. So I think we're open about the fact that we are generally focused on the Microsoft stack. But I think it's fair to say, and I don't know whether you agree with this, that it's very much broadened over the years. We're seeing quite a lot of soft skills sessions getting voted in now. We're seeing not necessarily seeing Java sessions and that kind of stuff, but we're seeing a lot more sessions about using the more open source technologies on the Microsoft platform, yep, around Azure, that kind of stuff.
But that's how everything's evolving in the marketplace. You're right. The comment I made before, we have the educational, you have the industry standard professional, and then you have the soft skills or the personal skills. And it's interesting that there's lots of sessions on personal soft skills and the industry and professional. Again, we're not going to touch the academic side because that's a bit too... It's just something we're not going to be able to do with good credence. Whereas the rest, we have an interesting mix. And again, coming back to the... In future, I think we're going to be curating soft skills tracks, design tracks, and those sort of things. So you could actually attend pretty much a design-only track, possibly architecture. Architecture we tend to do separately to DDD. We have other architect sessions coming up later in the year, which will be advertised, which we run separately to DDD. And then you have sort of the industry side, like whether it's C# or Azure or whatever it's going to be, and then sort of the professional side, which is how do you solve this kind of problem, like microservices and that sort of thing. So you have the sort of the semi-architectural professional. So the we have a mix of all of those.
Okay. So let's talk a little bit about DDD North. So we're sitting at DDD South. We're at TVP, sitting in DX's offices. And this was the first, wasn't it? We're in the 12th year of DDD now.
Although in the introductions, I forgot which year it was already. So
I'll let you off. You're not as good as you used to be. So what made you get involved with DDD North, since you were already involved in part with DDD South? Why take on the extra one?
So South I was presenting at. I wasn't actually one of the organisers. And North, it was being set up by Andy Westgarth, and he asked for help. And as we said at the start, somebody asked for your help, you think, actually, no, I should be doing that. I work on the principle I could always be doing more. And I always beat myself up that I'm not doing more. There's a part of me thinks also sometimes, how do you do more? But that's, you should always be driving to do more. And Andy Westgarth said, I'm struggling. And I said, okay, you know, we can help. You know, it's I think he had some help. Some people dropped out. We came in. We helped out a lot more. And then he departed the shores for Microsoft mothership.
Still involved, though, isn't he? Though I think yep. he manages some of the websites for this DDD and DD North.
He manages the website. Totally gorgeous and lovely man. And he does the web registration and the management to that side, and we effectively do the logistics and management to this side.
So I know you and I have talked a little bit in the past together about what we used to perceive as the dearth of events in the North. Do you think, A, that that's changing, or B, maybe that DDD North is helping to push the fact that there is life north of Watford?
Yes, north of the wall, there be walkers and that sort of thing. So, as Black Marble, we have run lots of community events and architecture events, and we've been trying to fill that gap for years. And DDD, part of the reason of getting involved with DDD North was, again, this, you know, there is life north of Watford gap. But I think we need to do more. I'll be honest with you, we need to do more. We can't do it all by ourselves. But the number of user groups and stuff where people are doing things now in the North has exploded. So I suspect we've done okay. Hopefully we push some of that vanguard to make that happen. And then we've taken over DDD South and then expanding on to the joys of Dublin later this year.
So I do just want to get in a couple of specifics. So DDD North, actually, we tend to move it around, don't we? So where is it this year?
This year it's in Bradford, sunny Bradford.
Our alma mater, which I'm quite pleased about. And he'll forget, so I'm looking at my notes. It's on October the 14th, which is a Saturday. Bradford is particularly glorious in October. It's almost as glorious as Seattle. We've only got a couple of minutes left. I want to turn this on its head a little bit. So we know why you personally feel that we as people get involved, and bluntly, I know that Black Marble gets involved because, frankly, it's your company, and I'm engaged in that, and we believe in it passionately. Let's set that aside for a second. DDD cannot exist without its sponsors, and we can't say that strongly enough. What would you say to somebody who is either approached by somebody like a DDD, other DDDs, and is asked to sponsor, or feels that they're interested? What's in it for them? What do they get out of it?
So, I mean, if you look at somebody like DevExpress, DevExpress looks at what DDD is and can see that the audience for their product, being blunt, every single person at DDD should or could or will pick their product up and have a great experience. So it makes huge amounts of sense for them to help sponsor the product, and that's DDD. The nice thing about, we're very careful about making sure that the sponsors don't push themselves onto the attendees. So it's here are the sponsors. They've made this happen for you. You should maybe, you know, at least give them a second glance. We put some stands out. There's normally some nice prizes put out, so people have the option to engage, and a lot of them do. What I would advise to say, you know, there's the cost actually probably isn't that great for the sponsors, and offering maybe a product or two licensing out to the groups actually helps a lot. Mm-hmm. Gets your product name out there. We will actively help promote you to do that as well. So part of what I'd say the organisation is to make sure the sponsors do well as well. So you know, we'll tweet and comment and make sure that your branding's all in all the right places. And if you quickly spin around on your shirt, just
sorry, for, yes, I have sponsors on the back because they paid for the shirts. So and somebody else paid for the agenda. Somebody else paid for the lunch. You know, we really couldn't do this without that kind of communication.
And the sponsors are absolutely fantastic. But they get out, they get their name, they get their product out, and we make an effort to help them do that. You know, it's a commercial exercise. So it's a social event. You've got to be, as an organizer, sensitive to both the attendees' needs and the sponsors' needs. Mm-hmm. And if you can meet a sensible balance, everybody wins. Mm-hmm. And what the sponsors have found with DDD is they get a very nice return. The attendees find out useful information and are treated with respect and kindness. Everybody wins. It's not rocket science.
That's not a bad place to end on. Robert, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Thanks very much.
As ever.
Just to reiterate, I'm sorry, you've missed DDD South, but we'll be back again next year here at Sunny TVP. DDD North is in October the 14th, 2017. And also look out for DDD events near you. There's DDD Southwest down in Bristol in the UK, DDD East Anglia in Cambridge, and
DDD Scotland.
There is. I don't know if DDD Scotland is running this year, but you've got to look out for it because some of these run 1 year and then maybe miss a year. We've hinted at DDD Ireland. We'll talk about that more when we know more. But it's not just UK. If you're down under, we know that there's DDD Brisbane and DDD Perth. There might be a DDD Sydney. I start to lose track. So, Google with Bing, Bing with Google. Have a look around for these things. And if you take one thing away from this session, it's that DDD is all about passion and engagement. And we really want to encourage you to be passionate about attending and passionate about speaking and passionate about getting involved. I think that's fair, isn't it?
I think that's good.
That's great. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.